I'm Eileen Balinski, senior editor at Living on Earth, and with me now is Mark Linder. Mark, welcome to Living on Earth.
Hi, Eileen.
So, Mark, in your essay, you describe the sea otters as specialists. Why do you call them that?
Well, like most animals, they learn what to eat and what not to eat from their mothers. They spend a lot of time under maternal care, at least 8 months, which is very unusual for a sea mammal, and it's because they have a lot to learn. Once an otter learns how to handle a particular foodstuff, the one that its mother knows best how to deal with, it's reluctant to change to something else. So if you've been taught to eat spider crabs, that's what you're going to eat. If you've been taught to eat sea clams, you'll eat sea clams. And it serves a function because if all the otters were after the same prey at the same time, they'd be in competition with each other. And this way they're able to have greater density within the same territory.
You know, it gave me a little bit of a laugh when you came up with the description of the sea otters as a bag of spuds. How'd you come up with that?
I stole it. I interviewed Tim Tinker, who's a well-known sea otter expert, for this story. And we were watching the male raft in the morning, and I asked him point blank what drew him to sea otters, and he said that he'd been out in the Aleutian Islands and saw one haul out and couldn't figure out what it was, and all he could think of was a wet bag of potatoes. And I just thought that was great. So
potatoes drew him to to the sea otters. What drew you to the sea otters?
Yeah, well, with me, you know, it's many things. The fact that they're tool users, of course. You know, we like to think of ourselves as man the tool maker, but then it turns out that there's a lot of other folks out there doing the same thing. And I always find it fascinating to watch an animal use tools. And I love the way they bathe. They're so thorough. You know, their fur probably has about 1 million hairs per square inch. So to visualize that, that's the equivalent of your head of hair and 9 of your friends, and a square inch.
That's a massive fur coat.
It's a massively dense coat, yes. And that's part of why they were hunted, was for that pelt. So kind of cuts both ways with them. But there's that, and there's their playfulness. The juveniles are very playful, and all of these things seem to point to quite a bit of intelligence. I would add, for all that, their cuddly reputation is probably overstated. They are mustelids, which means they're related to weasels and badgers. So if you want to get an idea of an otter's real personality, it's a badger who swims. They're very formidable. And when they haul out on the beach, which they don't do that often, but when they do haul out, animals many times their size will just scurry to get out of the way. Nobody wants to mess with the sea otter.
Mark, my understanding is that in the 19th and early 20th centuries, the sea otter was hunted almost to extinction. How are they faring these days?
Well, for quite a while, the population was increasing. And then maybe 15 years ago, it seemed to stabilize and then taper off a bit. And a lot of things have happened that are not to their benefit. In the north, in particular, there's been quite a decline, and that's probably because orcas, killer whales, have begun to hunt sea otters, and that's probably something they only did rarely in the past. But now the assumption is with overfishing, they've been driven to seek other prey, and the sea otters have suffered a great deal because of that. And in addition, they're also beginning to become the victim of pesticides and other things that wash in from the land, and in particular, toxoplasmosis, which most people may know as a parasite that can infect domestic cats. And it's believed that cats and cat fecal matter washing down into Monterey Bay may be a source of this, because the otters have no resistance to it, and it really does them a lot of damage. So it's kind of a touch-and-go sort of thing about how they're going to fare from this point.
Mark Linder, thank you very much.
Thank you.